how to drive more people to your Facebook Messenger chatbot. At this point, I'm assuming that you're using a platform, or you've created your own chatbot, or you've hired somebody to make one for you. The question then becomes, now that you have this tool, how do you maximize its value? The name of the game here is to drive the maximum amount of qualified people to your Facebook Messenger chatbot. Here are just some of the most common ways brands do it, both on Facebook and outside of Facebook. Add your chatbot link to your Facebook page. The most obvious way you can promote your Facebook Messenger chatbot is to simply link to it on your page. No big mystery. You should be doing this by default. When prospects click on the chat icon, your bot sends a pre-written message. This opens the discussion, and then you can follow up after 24 hours. The prospect can then send other messages, and then this triggers yet another response from you. You have to use decision trees to filter the input from your customers. It's kind of like making a phone call for customer service. You probably have done this. When you dial the main number, they would tell you, for billing, push 1. For technical support, push 2. And then once you push that number, there's another menu, and then another menu after that. You can do the same with your Facebook Messenger chatbot so the customer gets the specific information they need. Tie your chatbot link to your Facebook ads. Turbocharge your results by getting people who click on your Facebook ads to open up their Facebook Messenger. This is really powerful stuff because if you hire a programmer to use JSON integration, the chatbot interaction is not going to sound automatic and impersonal. Instead, JSON would pull data from the account of the prospect so the prospect would feel more at ease with your brand and get the impression that your brand totally understands them. This opens up their mind and increases the likelihood of becoming a subscriber to your mailing list or actually converting on your offers and becoming a buyer. Embed chatbot widgets into your webpage. This is one of the most powerful ways to drive traffic to your Facebook Messenger. Depending on your budget and how much time you have, Facebook page and group marketing, and to a lesser extent, Facebook comment marketing, can only take you so far. There is, after all, a much bigger internet out there outside of Facebook. When you embed your chatbot widget into your webpage, you have a wider range of options to push people to engage with you through Facebook Messenger. You can create an overlay. This is controversial because it can get quite annoying quickly. Have you ever gone to a webpage where you simply can't do anything unless you click an I accept button or, worse yet, you enter your email address into a form? Those can get quite counterproductive. People might think that your brand is some sort of scam brand because you're basically twisting people's arms to engage with you. After all, they went to your webpage because they want to read your content. They're not exactly there to sign up for your mailing list or chat with you. Less intrusive options include putting up a chat box or a button that triggers the Facebook Messenger app. Messenger referral URL. In addition to the widget and code that you can use on your webpage, Facebook Messenger also gives you a universal Messenger referral URL. You can put this on your website, and you can put this on other people's websites. For example, if you have an account at Quora, the question and answer platform, people might want to reach out to you directly. So you could say in your answers on Quora, if you have any other questions or concerns, click on my profile and get a hold of me via Facebook Messenger. This is actually one of the most powerful ways to market on Quora. You're doing it in a non-intrusive way. It's not like you're slapping people on the face and spamming them with your website URL. If you keep doing that, you probably will get banned. On the other hand, when you say to people, I hope my answer addressed your questions. If you have any other concerns or other questions, please feel free to click on my profile and get a hold of me via Facebook Messenger. That is less intrusive. It also builds on the value of the content you shared. In other words, if and only if people feel that what you shared is valuable, would they go through the time and bother of reaching out to you through Facebook Messenger? Do you see how powerful that is? Because chances are, the people that will try to get a hold of you from Twitter, Pinterest, Quora, Reddit, or wherever else are actually interested in what you're talking about. These are people who obviously think you're credible and authoritative enough to be worth reaching out to. Facebook comments on your page. This is the most common way many chat users use Facebook Messenger chatbots. When users reply to your post, they get added to your Messenger subscriber list. They also get sent an automated message. If they respond, they get another automated message, and on it goes. There are certain limitations to this. It's obvious that people can abuse this for spamming purposes. There are limits that Facebook puts on how rapid your bot can respond, depending on what the prospect does. Take full advantage of the features above so you can maximize the results you get with your Facebook Messenger chatbot. Messaging automation on Facebook produces a tremendous amount of opportunities, but you also have to be very responsible. You can't just use ManyChat and tweak it in such a way as to spam. Bad move. Remember, if in doubt, look to build a brand. That's how you build up a business that can withstand the test of time.